Then, the myth, the episode of Brahma's request. Now, I often have mentioned this. I've mentioned it in the course of the week, so no need to relate in detail. You may remember that after his enlightenment, the Buddha was inclined to remain quiet, not to preach, until he was requested by Brahma Sahampati, the great Brahma, and opening his eyes, the Buddha, as I described the other day, saw mankind like a bed of lotuses in different stages of development and agreed to preach for the benefit of those whose eyes were covered with only a little dust. Now, we shouldn't take this episode too literally. It isn't so much that the Buddha needed to be asked to preach. Brahma's request represents, we may say, the manifestation of the forces of compassion within the Buddha's own mind. We're not to think that literally a god appeared and reminded the Buddha of his duty. If he was really the Buddha, he knew that anyway. So the figure of Brahma represents the emergent forces of compassion and love springing up within the Buddha's own mind after his enlightenment, or as a result of the enlightenment, or as part of the enlightenment experience, and a result of the upwelling of those forces of compassion, the Buddha preached. This is the significance of this myth. As I've dealt with it often before, I'm passing it over rather quickly.